It's Am I the Jerk? And of course, as always, Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. You can send yours in, but let's see what we've got.
Thank you, Matt. I think we mentioned this briefly because we had a couple in our back pockets as we were promoting Am I the Jerk. And I was coming here for the postgame show on Monday, and I left my house around mid first quarter. So I'm rolling in because the Stars had a game, and I'm waiting to turn into the garage. And there's a couple that's walking where, you know, you have to wait for them to pass as you.
Oh, yes.
And they took the slowest steps to get past me waiting. And so much so that, of course, I'm pretty demonstrative in my car. Like, dude, come on, let's go.
What?
And he looks at me and he almost even just shuffles a little slower just to get across. And it's one of the few times I really wanted to let down my window and say something, but it was a couple.
You wanted to run over it and go, oh, I bet he wishes he had moved out of my way.
I wouldn't have run over him, but I would have said something.
Are they old?
No. Okay. Just, he was looking at his phone and she was just walking with him and it was really slow. And if he's by himself, I may have said something.
Would you do like you keep your foot on the brake, but you rev the engine a little bit?
No, I'm too nervous about that. Let the foot up and all of a sudden, sorry. A little speed bump. But here's one from Jonathan. Who's the jerk? Person crossing the street that doesn't have the walk sign, or driver speeding up towards the walker in the street? And I bring this up because we have this dilemma every single day.
Yes, we do.
As we're leaving the office, we have Novitski Way and Victory. I do believe that's Victory, right? That is.
There didn't used to be a crosswalk.
No,
there.
It didn't. And now they do have the light. But
there's no reason to wait for it. In big cities, people just move. And if there's not a car coming, you just go across the street.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we were all here before the crosswalk existed. So we're grandfathered in to just
Froggering. I don't think you're a jerk if you cross the street when it says the red hand is up, but you're definitely a jerk if you speed up. Now, if you're crossing and you see a car coming and you try to cross anyway,
and you're chilling still, then that's
like,
no,
we don't
one,
do that.
No
we,
one
we
should
always,
get hit.
We'll
you should always and yield to pedestrians, but if you're not waiting until it's extremely clear and you don't have the walk sign, then you're assuming the risk.
Right. You either need to speed up, stop in the median, like where there's no street anymore.
Yeah.
You gotta find a safe space if you're gonna really try and frogger this thing. And we do try to wait for the all clear, but sometimes you forget to look back left or look back right.
And especially when we're leaving the office, looking left is the dangerous part.
Yeah.
Because looking right, you can see
all the way down the street.
Yes. And you can see if you have enough time. But looking left, someone can kind of barrel around that corner and you don't see it and you're kind of caught.
Yeah.
Stuck in a situation of, do I stop? Do I run? Do I go?
But we all break into that lame ass jog, like as soon as we see a car coming.
Well, at least you're doing something.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You may not even move a lot faster, but just look like you're moving with some authority.
Yes. Dear Invasion. So the guy speeding up is definitely the jerk.
Yeah, that
there's a little jerk tendency of walking out when you don't have the walk sign. But if you're speeding up because someone's in the crosswalk, then yeah, you're a big jerk.
Yes.
Dear Invasion, I live in the Crowley-Burleson area, and in the last few years, Crowley has made many renovations to their main street. One of the renovations included redoing the roads to make room for bigger sidewalks and parallel parking spots along Main Street to accommodate nightlife. This has made the road itself smaller and leaves no wiggle room for traffic. Last week, I was driving down Main Street in a Ford F-350 with extended tow mirrors was parked in one of the parallel spots, taking up a good chunk of the road. There was oncoming traffic in the opposite lane, so I could not avoid smashing my mirror against his. There's other parking behind each restaurant to accommodate busy nights, but they choose to park in the parallel spot at 7 a.m. I was so angry I did not stop and write a note. My mirror was broken and I had to buy a new one. Am I the jerk for not stopping, or is he for not parking in a better spot behind the restaurant?
Man, this is interesting.
You still committed a crime. I feel like that's pretty jerkish.
Technically, I think if truck is leaked out into the street, that is also a crime.
True, but do two crimes make a left?
No, they don't.
If he's not fitting in the spot, then he's the jerk.
I have to think about that. That's very interesting, Baldy.
But generally speaking, I often whether you like it or not, if the guy got there first, I mean, the spot is there, but you can't park in a spot if your car won't fit. That's not cool.
Because usually the F-350 guy, you'll see him in the back of like, the grocery store parking lot taking up like four spaces.
About 95% of the huge truck drivers know that it's huge and try to stay out of the way.
Yeah, it seems a little extreme.
But he's the one that smashed his mirror. The F-350, I'm pretty sure his car is fine. It's an F-350. A little mirror is not going to mess up anything on that truck.
No, they have like huge. Eight mirrors on
I know.
Each of those things. He's probably got three left.
Yeah. Sucks for you, guy.
So I think you jerked yourself.
Don't turn your mic off and giggle on that.
You don't let me snicker on air. No.
you take pride in what you just said.
Nuts.
Donovan and Matt. I was flying home to DFW from Minnesota Sunday night, and after going to visit my dad for the weekend, I was traveling by myself, and I had an aisle seat. I was in seat 13D. Directly across the aisle from me was a large man. He was sitting next to his daughter and wife. Daughter looked like she was about 8. To provide more background about my flight experience, the dude was snoring rather loudly for at least the last 30 minutes, and even after we landed.
Jeez,
that's not the issue, though. When we landed, dude stood up in the aisle immediately, therefore blocking me and everyone. I knew he was going to have to deplane with his family before me. So I waited for them, got my suitcase down from the overhead bin, quickly and hurried off the plane. The same family was stopped at the bottom of the walkway, completely blocking me. They were standing there in a row, adjusting their luggage. So I walked to the right near the woman and said, "Excuse me," twice, the second time a little louder. They barely moved and I kept going. I think I heard the woman say, "Ow," but I'm not sure because I had my AirPods in. I was eager to get to my car and get home to my family. Am I the jerk for being annoyed and for pushing past the family blocking the walkway? Thanks for your time. Tracy in North Texas. P.S. I know Matt will side with me.
Yes. How do you know that? Man. So you're getting off the plane and the giant guy is blocking you?
We all know that just standing up where you're not going anywhere is annoying as hell. And I saw there was only one video I've ever seen where everyone deplaned the airplane correctly. They all sat and waited for their row. Someone showed a video of it, and it was
beautiful.
It was beautiful.
They should have given them whatever free flight cards
are
available.
I know, everything. And now as soon as it stops, people just immediately stand up. And I get everyone who has connecting flights and all that, but I think sometimes if the plane is late, they will mention if you have a connecting flight, you know, everyone wants to let someone who has a connecting flight, if you'd be so kind. And usually everyone will accommodate that. But if you're on time and everything is great, again, chill out. That's not the issue. But when you're blocking everyone from getting off, yes, it's definitely an issue. They're the jerks. If you said excuse me twice and they still didn't move, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Just wait so they can get themselves situated.
That person's the jerk.
Yeah, you move around.
Right.
Yeah. That Trace is not a jerk at all.
No.
Excuse me. Like, what do you want me to do?
Excuse me.
I think people have a real problem with spatial awareness, and especially
it's
in
massive
situations like this where you're walking in lines and you're exiting places, and there'll be people that will stop at the bottom of a staircase or stop like at the end of a hall. Like, dude, what are we doing?
It's just awareness in general.
Yeah.
Because especially if it's crowded, you can't walk and all of a sudden just stop.
Yeah.
Like it happens everywhere. If you're crowded and it's at the fair or you're at an airport
stadium
or something like that, if you need to stop, go over to the right.
The right.
It's just like traffic.
Dear Lord, the right.
The right. Just go.
And walk like you drive as well. Like this happens on the sidewalk out here all the time where people are walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk, not on their phones, and they almost, and they look at you like, how could you possibly be walking on this side?
Like I've been
because
staring them down
idiot
for 300 feet. Like, are you going to move?
Because
I'm on the right side.
You're on the wrong side of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Do you drive on this side? No.
The spatial awareness is something that needs to be taught in the Donovan Independent School District.
Yeah, it's almost
we will have a class on that.
That's good.
It sounds like the guy on this flight just was like, I don't care. Like, this is what I'm doing and you can't change it.
And it just affects everyone around if you're just not aware that, okay, even if you have a kid, I get it. There are some things that you have to do because you have to accommodate the kid. You have to get everything together. But there are spaces where you can move over and do that.
Yes.
Not
everybody,
in the flow of traffic
right
in front
everybody
of everyone.
Everybody else doesn't need to accommodate you and your kid. You need to accommodate your kid to an area where you're not bothering everybody else.
Especially if I'm traveling by myself.
Dude. Man, it's kind of
I'm trying to get the hell out of there.
A lot of times on planes now, I'll sit in the back and just let the whole plane get off ahead of me so I don't even have to mess with it.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I'm like, if it's an extra 15 minutes of my life, at least I'm not going to get frustrated and wonder why this clown won't move or do this or, oh, sorry, where are you going? Oh, I put my bag back here, but I set up there. You know, that guy. Like, come on, man.
Sounds like he agreed.
Yeah, I think he did agree. I think the emailer was right. Yeah, it's just, I don't understand why people will lose their minds.
Right.
In planes and cars, things that we are in a lot, and people lose their ever-loving minds when it comes to being respectful of others' space and time and all that.
They're
I don't
selfish.
Get it.
Selfish,
it's,
man.
It's impressive.
It is very impressive. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week.
You're a real jerk.
Oh, sorry, Travis, I was just doing the segment.
Those are good ones.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com.
You're right.
It's where you send those submissions in.